tells you like it is. He knows no other way. A sickness of his own. Tepula doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong.
Oh my. Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Ramona during the break just said, I should have been an exterminator. She said, they don't do half the things I do.
That's true.
Yeah, well, okay. We had one person write us who said that a friend bought a house in Lawrence that was filled with like thousands of black widow spiders. So let me ask you, Ramona, just out of curiosity, would your technique of three cans of spray and a broom work in that situation? It seems like it took you like a half an hour to kill one spider.
There were two spiders.
Oh, okay, yeah, but
they
just
were those
offing
spiders
them,
you've been talking
right,
about.
Right, but just offing the first one seemed like it took you like a half an hour.
I had to concentrate.
Yeah,
okay. I had to not be afraid.
So
on
a bigger problem, Ramona, on a more widespread problem like the one you're going to face in the spring.
I don't know if I would have bought that house personally. It would have had to have been a great deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It
no, that's true.
The best deal ever.
Yeah. I'm guessing they had to fumigate
the price
that.
Price of a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
A cheap car.
Yes. I'm guessing they had to.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they had to fumigate that.
Put a tent on it.
Yeah. 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 Something like that. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wood and beams and joists, cause mold and mildew. The stuff's not good. Contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's the worst of all. You don't want to be breathing moldy air. You don't want your kids to be breathing moldy air. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty foundation specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offer solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. You'll 100% thank me later. They're the best. It's not even close. Rudy and then Garnet and Gold, we're talking a little Clemson, Florida State in between the spider conversation. Rudy, how are you, Rudy?
Good to him, my friend. How are you?
Good, Rudy. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Yeah, appreciate you. Can I get Ramona to exterminate the deer from exit 4 to exit 21 on I-85, please?
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to kill deer.
Well, let me tell you something. Somebody needs to, because they are just overrunning everything.
They are. Every time I go to work, well, I see at least six on the side of the road. I'm thinking, I'm glad an 18-wheeler hit you and not me.
Right. Right. I mean, it's bad.
Yes.
You know,
that's true.
I have a friend who lives in Wisconsin. Well, I haven't actually spoken to him many years. So maybe I should give him a call. But he used to tell me all the time about the issues in Wisconsin with people being decapitated. Deer flies into the windshield and they get decapitated.
Yeah. I can see that, especially when you're doing 70 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yep.
It's crazy. Well, also, I'm waiting on my Tiny Fatata's recliner that I bought for my mama.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's a gift to her for Christmas. I told her I would take her old one if she didn't need it, but I got her a new one. So.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. And Rudy, thank you, because you're another person who has supported this campaign every year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Like you say, Walt, it hits everybody. It yep. really does. One way or another. So I'm just glad I'm financially able to, help, whatever little bit I can. But
you helped a lot.
Let me ask you this, Walt. Who would you have number four? Walt, I'm thinking, I know they got Bama or whatever, but would you have, like, Texas Tech or BYU above Bama?
Well, I have A&M above Bama, but if you ask me honestly, if Texas Tech with a healthy Baron Morton plays Alabama on a neutral field, there's no doubt in my mind Texas Tech beats Alabama.
Okay, yeah, because Texas Tech is just, I mean, they put the money in and they actually got a defense.
They bought year. Exactly right. They bought a defense. You are 100% right, Rudy. And now when you
they don't have to outscore you 50-48.
Exactly right. And now what happens when you face this Texas Tech team? The first question you have to answer when you face them is, can you block them? Because basically nobody's blocked them all year.
Yeah, and they're legit, man. They yep. really are. I've watched them several times, and I've kept an eye on Texas Tech for a while now since Cliff Kingsbury was there. But that's yep. you know here or there. But I won't talk about Clemson. I don't even want to. Let's don't even get into that. So, but hey, let me ask you one last thing, and I'll take it off air.
Yeah.
Do you think Mississippi State is a threat to Georgia? And appreciate you,
yeah.
my friend.
Thank
take
you,
care.
Rudy. Good talking to you. I do. I'm a little surprised that that number is climbing like it is. Last I knew this morning, it was 9.5. I don't know what it's at now. But yeah, I mean, I think Mississippi State has a chance to win. They finally got a win, so they're feeling better about themselves. They finally converted on something. Offensively, I would think they're going to give Georgia a problem. In fact, I need to look up what the point total is on that game because I already gave out some road rage guarantees, but... the Georgia-Ole Miss point total, I mean, I would think that there are going to be points scored in that game. Georgia has not been great defensively. They don't do a great job of pressuring the quarterback. That doesn't sound like a recipe for stopping Mississippi State. And meanwhile, I don't think Mississippi State can stop Georgia's weapons either. So I would think there would be points scored in that game. And playing at home, again, they should have beaten Texas. They had a 17-point fourth-quarter lead against Texas. And if they can have a 17-point fourth-quarter lead against Texas. Look, honestly, it would not shock me if Georgia lost consecutive games. I don't think Georgia's great. I think that Stockton, Gunnar Stockton has played well. He's actually saved them, I think, in a couple of these games. And look, you need that from your quarterback. But, I think the greatness sort of shuts off at A&M at 3. And then, honestly... The next two teams in my mind that I'm thinking about at this point, I'm thinking about two Big 12 teams. I'm thinking about Texas Tech and Utah. I think those are the two teams that I think become increasingly dangerous. And if Morton is healthy, then I think Texas Tech is an extremely dangerous team. And we'll talk more about that. We're going to get to that. Garnet and Gold. How are you, Garnet and Gold? Good to have you.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
I gave you a little prediction. So
on the White Sox next year?
Yeah, White Sox will not lose 100 next season.
Okay.
That's my prediction. Right. We'll be 99-63, trending in the right direction.
You mean 63-99?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Had it backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. 99-63, I'd be...
You scared me for a second. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be... There's no way. Yeah. I would have to go buy a lottery ticket if we won 99 games. Yeah. Now I can't say who I think is really going to win Saturday. I think the final will be like a 38.
By the way, Garnet Gold, how old a fellow are you?
I'm 51.
51. Ramona, what would you think Garnet Gold's chances are of seeing the White Sox win 99 games before he's in the dirt tomb?
Well, considering until he called and mentioned them one day, I didn't know they still existed.
That's right.
Ramona had forgotten the Chicago White Sox even exist. It's a really bad sign, Garnet and Gold.
I know. But she's out there killing the ecosystem right now, yeah. Killing spiders.
That's true.
The ecosystem at my house is just fine.
PETA has been alerted.
Oh, that's true. You better watch out. You'll have to get him back on the air again. Have a nice little conversation with him about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that went well for them last time.
Right. Yeah, I know. That and the Bigfoot guy. But
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like I said, I think it's going to be like a 38-35. I can't pick who's going to... I mean, my head says we'll probably tank this one and Clemson will win. My heart wants us to win, but I can't... I'm 50-50 on it. After listening to the game driving down to Tallahassee last week, the Duke and Clemson game, and then watching us play and going, where was this team the past 3 weeks?
Yeah,
I just don't know. I just don't know.
I think one thing you have going for you is, I mean, other than the first game of the year, that was definitely your best performance of the season last
week. Absolutely.
So, and
yeah.
And I had a feeling you were going to blast Wake Forest last week. I picked you in our little contest minus the 10 or whatever it was.
I heard that.
I had a feeling that was going to happen. I think we've gotten a little carried away with Wake Forest, and And I just thought a correction was coming for them and for you, because I just didn't think you were as bad as you had played.
Right. And then I'll take another prediction, then I want to tell you a cool little story that happened yesterday. Tampa goes to New England this week.
Pretty good game.
That's going to be a good game. Yeah. You know, Godwin's probably not going to play. It looks like Urban's not going to play again. You know, after these past couple of years, those injuries, if he's just going to say, you know what, I came back to try to get that 1,000-yard receiving consecutive record, and maybe it's time to, you know, take my body and not, you know, put it through any more damage, which, you know, I could understand that. I mean, he's been in the league a long time, and probably one of my top three favorite Buccaneers, too. So I'd like to see him, you know, be able to step out, not because of getting hurt on the field, but just saying, you know, I don't want to get hurt anymore if he does come back for a game or two, just to kind of have like a farewell in Tampa, just, you know, a last game or two in Tampa before he hangs it up. But so there's our Southeast booster guy lives in Atlanta for Florida State, and he called me yesterday and said, hey, you want to meet up for dinner? I'll buy you dinner. You know, I'm here in Greenville because I'm staying at the hotel with the football team and all that. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. So I met up with him, and he said if I get down there early enough, which it'd be 1 p.m., which means I had to leave my house at like 6 o'clock in the morning to go down before the Virginia Tech game, which is at night. But he said he would walk me through where they walk all the recruits and show them like the history and kind of show them what they show and tell the recruits before they get in Norvell's office.
Did he tell you what the – look, all we really want to know, Garnett and Gold, after this whole long story here, all we really need to know is, did he tell you whether they're firing Norvell or not? Is that where this is going?
He did not tell me anything. Okay, about that. Right. He asked me what – now, I'm just saying, it's just a cool little – something that, you know, only the recruits and, you know, the boosters, if they're asked, get to do it. So I was like, man, I'll get up and leave at 6 o'clock in the morning and head down there. He's like, there's something at the very end that we don't tell anybody. Only the recruits see it, or the boosters, and you'll get to see it. I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to surprise. But he's like, it's right before you would go into Norvell's office.
You're going to have to come back and tell us what that was.
I'll tell you. Right. I'll tell you. He don't live around here, so he won't hear it. I'll have to tell you what it is. But, yeah, I can't take any pictures. That's one thing he said he can't do. Yeah. But I will make mental notes, and I'll call you back that week after the Virginia Tech game and go from there. But I'm gonna say on the Bucs game, it's going to be like a 27-24, and I'm just going to lean toward Tampa just because that's – my heart.
Yeah, that's your team.
But I wouldn't be surprised if New England won that game, though.
Yeah. Well, that pretty much covers it, weatherman.
Yeah, that's all right, man. All right. Thank you, bud.
See you, Carnegie. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap, speaking of covering, Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap Roofing works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. And by the way, speaking of people you want to do business with, Gilstrap's been in business almost 100 years. That tells you something. It tells you something about the way they treat people, because no one lasts that long in business without treating their customers right. And you've heard Daredevil's story and all of his neighbors who had Gilstrap do their roofs too. And Ramona squares up and down by Brian Gilstrap and their service, and she's in there bobbing her head up and down. And, oh, by the way, Brian has donated heavily to our Tigers for Tatas campaign as well. So, again, the kind of people you want to do business with. The Gilstrap difference, serving the upstate since 1935. That just doesn't even compute, Ramona. Family-owned and operated across 4 generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. How about that? Fully licensed, bonded, insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll get back to Clemson, Florida State, and the rest of the college football games in the weekend when we return.
The wait is over. ACC ABC's Back Live Power Up Tour, Saturday, July 11th, Bank of America Stadium with the Pretty Reckless. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, July 11th, Bank of America Stadium. Don't miss AC/DC, produced by AEG Presents.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruise and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings, and it's red, and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If
you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
To say, little girl, you might not like my style, but we've been hanging around this town just a little too long. Wow, you say you're gonna get your act together, gonna take it out on the road. But if I don't get out of here pretty soon, my head's going to explode. Sure, I like country music, and I like mandolin.
Walt of Tula Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. Just to mix in a little bit of college basketball for a minute, actually in one NBA thing that I think is sort of funny, but involving the, you know, the greatest player of all time. But if you look at the freshmen in college basketball, and, you know, David had mentioned this yesterday, and I can't remember if he mentioned any names or not, but the freshmen in the world of college basketball are off to a great start. And, you know, David mentioned yesterday that some of these kids have come in looking more mature, and there's no question that they have. And honestly, I think the most impressive of all of them so far was Koa Pete for Arizona. I don't know what they list Pete at, maybe 6'8". I don't know. But in his debut versus Florida, and that let's remember who Florida is and what they've accomplished, all right? Your national champion from a year ago, that baseline returning, big expectations for that team, and with good reason. You know, they have two talented new guards. But Koa Pete destroyed Florida. I mean, absolutely destroyed them. They had no answer for him. I mean, this dude is 6'8", and, you know, 6'7", 6'8", and probably 250, something like that. I mean, that's what it looks like. And physically, he's a friggin' beast, and he can get anywhere he wanted. Honestly, you know who he reminded me of? He reminded me of Larry Johnson when Larry Johnson was at UCLA, or at UNLV. That's who he reminded me of. When Johnson was at UNLV and dominating college basketball, Grandmama, he became Grandmama. But at that time, he was invincible, and it was his strength more than anything else. No one had the body type to deal with Larry Johnson. I'm not sure anybody has the body type to deal with Koa Pete of Arizona. And that Arizona team already is pretty good. They returned 3/5 of their starting lineup from last year. They're already pretty good. We're going to have a basketball show coming up soon and talk about all this. But I thought Koa Pete of Arizona was as physically dominant as you're going to see a freshman be. Like I said, he scored 30 points in a really efficient way. And like I indicated, he sort of reminded me of Larry Johnson with the things he was doing. And if that's right, if any part of that is right, again, his body type is going to be a problem for teams all year, because that's what separates him. I mean, it's that physical build that's going to allow him to carve out space and get anywhere he wants on the court. So I thought he was really terrific. Caleb Wilson of North Carolina, who the North Carolina fans are oohing and on about, I think with good reason. Caleb Wilson has size. He's super athletic. We talk about there's an old Eastwood line about man's got to know his limitations. Caleb Wilson knows his limitations. I mean, I don't see him taking any shots beyond like 15 feet. If he has, I haven't seen it. He's mostly 15 feet and in. And quite frankly, most of what he does now is yoke on people's heads. I mean, that's mostly what he does. You know, he had one game where he probably dunked 8-9 times and scored like 22 points. It was basically all dunks. But that's what you want. That's what you want a big athletic dude to do. And again, body type wise, he looks more mature than a freshman. But you know, he's a dunking fool. I mean, at this point. And again, he looks like he can face up from like 15 feet and in. And honestly, that's all you want him to be if you're North Carolina. You know, he had a couple follow-up dunks, that kind of stuff, but really live athletic body, and he's given North Carolina a different ingredient as a 6'10 guy. I mean, you know, he is a very agile, nimble, athletic 6'10 guy. So you have to like him. I think he's a talented guy. Again, there are a whole bunch of freshmen. I mean, you know, Louisville's got some dudes, but you know, Arkansas has a couple dudes. Calipari's got a couple of them. The Acuff kid is a good player. Cameron Boozer at Duke, you know, he had a 30-point game. He also had a 15-point, 13 or 14 rebound game, and Boozer is pretty smooth. I mean, he's sort of an effortless player. You know, he can shoot the ball. He can put it on the floor. He's got a versatile skill set. I mean, he was the National Player of the Year in high school. He's a talented guy. There's no question about that. And then you got A.J. DeBonsa from BYU, who, again, another big guy who's super gifted and super talented. He's only going to get better. You know, he's certainly a top 10 NBA draft pick. And then you've got the Peterson kid from Kansas, who I think he played like 17, 18 minutes and scored 21, 22 points and just dominated while he was out there and did it effortlessly and efficiently. Just an insane talent. It's going to be a really interesting year in college basketball, and a lot of the powers that be have super talented freshmen. You know, listen, BYU is going to be a really interesting team. I mean, offensively, BYU is going to be super dynamic. You know, it's going to be fascinating to watch and see the season unfold. On paper, this feels like one of the more interesting years we've had in college basketball in a while, and part of it is going to be this impact that the freshmen are making. On the other hand, you have some teams that are super experienced, like Purdue, led by Smith, who seems like he's been there 100 years, and he's just such an incredible player. And they brought in transfers to help, too, like the Cuff guy at 6'10". So, you know, look, it may well be that the stories of the regular season are related to the freshman impact players, but at the end of the season, it might well be that the true story of college basketball are the experienced guys like Smith at Purdue. I could see that absolutely unfolding. You know, we're seeing the talent and the ability of these freshmen, but freshmen often hit a wall, and we'll find out what they look like by the time these teams play game 25 or game 30. You know, we'll find out if they all look as dominant then or if any of them have faded into the background a little bit and more experienced players step forward, especially when it gets to winning time in the NCAA tournament at the end of the year. I just think it's going to be fascinating to watch it play out, and I'm not sure. I mean, I sort of think that scenario I just described is the most likely thing to happen. Like, you know, I don't know who's going to win the national championship. We'll talk about that when we do a basketball show in a few days. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's a team that has a little more experience than some of these teams. And again, some of these teams have a pretty good mix of experience. So, you know, that should help them as well. So we'll see. We're going to get back to talking about Clemson and FSU in another game. You know, like last week I told you that the Clemson game would be a shootout with Duke, offensive game. I gave Duke the slightest edge, but I thought it would be an offensive shootout. I think you're headed towards another offensive game. I don't think you're going to see quite as many points as you did a week ago. I think Florida State's better defensively than Duke is, not by a lot. And I think that Florida State's offense is very good, but Castellanos is not the consistent passer that Mensah was. And we'll talk more about that. We'll get to that. Let me tell you about Yoder's. You can get in. I won't be here tomorrow, so if you want to talk to me about any football game, it's got to be now. It's got to be today. Let me tell you about Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Mission accomplished. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Look, simply, there's nobody like Yoder's. There's nobody even remotely close to Yoder's. The first day Yoder's came on with us, I must have had 10 people text me saying, Walt, Yoder's the absolute best. You've heard the testimonials from listeners who use their services. Bengal John, who builds docks, uses Yoder's. Rudy talked about Yoder's. Look, Yoder's is incredible. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Yoder's customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore your options for your next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay. The phone number is 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Whether you call, whether you go, tell them I sent you. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. So, Ramona, our boy Kendrick Perkins has been talking about how unbelievable Victor Wembanyama is, and he's going to be like the third greatest player of all time. I mean, just stop. All right. Victor Wembanyama, the last two games, Ramona, and two Spurs losses, has done absolutely nothing but turn the ball over. He had, what do you have, 6 points and seven turnovers in one game, and then he followed that up with, what, a 4-for-15 shooting performance with another six turnovers?
4-for-15.
Right, at 7'5", Ramona. At 7'5".
I know, that's why he looks so skinny.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing, okay? Victor Wembanyama has talent, and he'll get better, but he says the most ridiculous things, too. He talked about how, you know, well, it's how defenses are playing us now. I'm sorry. Cry me a friggin' river. What do you think defenses did with Wilt Chamberlain, and he still scored 40 and had 30 rebounds every night? He averaged over 50.
And that's what they're supposed to do.
Right, exactly. What do you think they're going to do? Yes, defenses are adjusting you. Hey, Victor, I got a newsflash for you, my man. They changed the NBA rules because of Wilt Chamberlain. At a time where the NBA had legitimate big-time centers, everybody had a center. Wilt Chamberlain, in his first 10 games in the NBA, averaged 40 and 30 in the first 10 games he ever played, and he won 8 of the 10 games. You're complaining about the way people are playing defense against you now? I mean, holy smokes, toughen up, Cookie, because you're just not that. You're never going to be that. He's going to be a guy where he has some games, but he's overrated defensively. His impact on the game defensively is overrated because he's not a great individual defender. I mean, Joel Embiid scored like 80 points on the dude. And all Wembanyama did is fall down every time. You know what Wilt Chamberlain would do to Victor Wembanyama? I'll tell you, does Joel Embiid. Embiid, when he watched film of Wilt Chamberlain, said he never saw anything like it. He said if he was playing today, he'd average 60 points a game. That was Joel Embiid who said that. The same guy who scored like 80 on Victor Wembanyama. Again, look, I think Victor Wembanyama is a talent. I think he's going to have lots of individual games where he scores 40, 50 points. He's going to do those type of things. But, I mean, to have two awful games in a row and the Spurs lose both of those games, and then basically he's saying, well, we're going to have to change the way we play because, no one's played defense against me like this. I'm sorry, Victor. What do you expect him to do? Oh, Victor, this is the same league you called soft that, you know, compared to, you know, where you're playing. You called this league soft. And now you're talking about how they're playing too tough a defense against you? I'm sorry, in the NBA in the year 2025, They're playing too tough a defense against you. What did you want them to do, Victor? Victor, what do you suppose was happening in the NBA when Will Chamberlain was averaging 50.4 points for a whole year? You think they were defending him? You think he was the focus of every defense, Victor? You think he had any games, Victor, where he scored 6 points and had 7 turnovers? Oh, my goodness. Walt Temptula, Road Rage, quick break.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically 2 coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
The most wonderful time of the year is here. As most people are adding pounds, what if you could begin the new year feeling lighter and stronger and without regret? Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. I lost 67 pounds with PhD weight loss, and my PhD coach helped change the way I think about food, showed me exactly what to eat, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. The PhD Metabolic Reset System helps your body burn fat first, so you lose weight naturally and keep it off. And right now, for November only, PhD weight loss is making it so easy to get started, waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks for free, and even covering the cost of your food. On top of all that, you'll get the 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get all these bonuses. Make 2026 the year you actually make the change. Call PhD Weight Loss today and make this the best holiday season ever. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for 4 generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit EngineeredSleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, 4 generations of better rest, built for your best game day.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street.
friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula. Weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
John Hyatt is like friggin' medicine for your soul. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. He's medicine for whatever situation you get yourself into. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 by Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law? I mean, knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick will help you get what you deserve. His office, as we said, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. Been charged with DUI. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to save your bacon. Call Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Look, I shared my experience with being hit at a red light on Clemson Boulevard with a woman who was probably going 50 miles an hour. I mean, who just plowed right into the back of me, totaled my basically new vehicle, and basically totaled me. And I was stubborn and pig-headed, and I drove my totaled vehicle home. I refused to go to the hospital, despite the fact the police and the ambulance people were desperately trying to get me to go. I should have done those things, and I should have called Nick Lavery. Without question, and I didn't, and I regret it. Wrongful death. If your family's facing the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child says they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? What you do is you call Nick Lavery. Clemson's local attorney is here to help you and your child. Nick and his team know all the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. So whether it's a DUI, a minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you for your free, that's free consultation. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. That's Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, law.com. By the way, Will Chamberlain holds the, first of all, Will Chamberlain holds all of the highest scoring games in NBA history. He averaged 50.4 points for a whole year. He's the greatest male athlete probably who ever lived. And oh, by the way, he scored over 20 points in a league full of elite centers over a course of 126 straight games, which is the all-time NBA record. No one's close. Jordan is second at 92. Victor Wembanyama the other day failed to score 10. And I'm not. I actually don't even know if he scored 10 in the other game. He might have had back-to-back games where he failed to score 10. But now he's, you know, whining about the way he's being guarded.
Hello,
That's crazy.
It's just priceless.
Unlike all the other teams are going to go, well,
right,
sorry.
Right.
We'll let you. You
yeah, we're going to let you score 40.
I mean, what's that mean?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean.
Well, the other teams are really trying. I don't like that. I'm supposed to get every point. What? I mean, that don't make any sense.
No, it does not. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you, as always.
You know what, Walt? The rush by people to anoint someone the GOAT or the third best player of all time. I mean, look, I have fun calling Anthony Edwards Baby Jordan, but it's just an allusion to his style of play.
Yeah.
It's not that I think he's going to wind up being Michael Jordan. You know, just let these people's careers play out.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's a reason why people have noticed how the NBC NBA package is just so much better than what ESPN let their coverage become.
Yep.
You know, it's not all hot takes and gas bag stuff. They actually just talk about the games and the players, and it's just substance over style. And it's been a welcome return to see NBC, man. When you hear that music, the John Tesh song, why can I not think of the name of it? But obviously it's ingrained in our minds from the 90s. With NBC. So, but yeah, that's just another example. I mean, how did Kendrick Perkins land a job on ESPN?
Yeah, I don't know. He's sort of just a big bozo, but, and again, I think Victor Wembanyama is incredibly skilled, and I think he's going to go on to have a tremendous career. I don't think there's any question about that. He's never going to approach anything that Wilt Chamberlain did.
Yeah, I mean, I just my main concern when I look at Wimby is just, you know, injury with his lack of weight. I mean, just, you know, Wilt Chamberlain was built like a
I
was going to say brick something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just a dude. I mean, like you said, maybe the best male athlete of all time.
Yeah.
So, you know, he didn't blow over with a strong wind.
No.
So,
he's the strongest player. He's the strongest player who ever lived. I mean, and, you know, it's funny because when you saw him on the court with Shaquille O'Neal, as he did like several award type things or presentation type things, I mean, it was just amazing. He even dwarfed Shaq. I mean, he was taller than Shaq, bigger than Shaq, you know, and that's who and what he was. And on top of that, you know, he's alleged to have a 50-inch vertical leap. I can't. He also is alleged to have bench pressed 500 pounds. I can't prove either of those things, but I have video stills in which it's absolutely clear that Chamberlain is 44 inches off the ground, something of that sort, in frozen moments, and that was his dominance. And you know, I obviously the stats and everything he did speaks for themselves, but the other part of it is, I mean, the Larry Brown story. That he told about practice and Magic Johnson stacking the teams in his favor out at UCLA when they would run, when they would scrimmage, when they'd play. That story about Wilt Chamberlain is just unbelievable. I've told that story on air. I don't know if you've heard that or not.
No, I don't know if I've heard that one.
Well, Larry Brown told a story about how Magic would stack the teams and you know, and they would play, they would run and Chamberlain was on the opposite side. Now, Chamberlain was already well retired, so he's old, all right? And at one point, Magic Johnson drives down the lane. Chamberlain blocks his shot, and Magic Johnson calls goaltending. And Wilt Chamberlain was pissed off and said, you know, it's not goaltending. And they're asking around, and you know, nobody wanted to say anything. And Magic is whining and crying that it was goaltending. And Larry Brown was sitting there for this whole thing, and Chamberlain said, "All right, you are not gonna score again. You're not gonna reach the rim with another shot." And Brown talked about how Wilt Chamberlain blocked every subsequent shot. There was nothing. It was over. He totally dominated Magic Johnson and his team. Again, Chamberlain was retired. Johnson was an active player.
Well, it's like, just to put in perspective, if he is anywhere close to a 50-inch vertical, you're talking about someone at that size with a higher vertical jump than Michael Jordan or really anyone that's ever been captured at the NBA Combine.
Go back and watch some of the old videos. I mean, he eventually became, you know, the most powerful player ever to play at 300 pounds. But go watch some of the old videos of him when he was coming out of college and he was a younger player. Watch him run the court. It's insane. I mean, they say he ran a 4.440. When you watch him run, you see it. I mean, you know, his athleticism was simply absolutely unparalleled in the history of the sport. I mean, there's not a center today, as Embiid said himself. When Joel Embiid, there's a video on YouTube, you can find it. Joel Embiid, I forget we sit and talking to him. He's talking to somebody else, and they were watching Chamberlain highlights, and Embiid was just in awe. He said he'd never seen anything like it. He said if this guy was playing today, he'd score 60 points every night, and he's 100% right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is. Obviously, that's before my time, but just listening
before
to the people
time.
Talk about him. Listening to my dad talk about him.
Yeah,
I mean, my dad used to talk. My dad was a huge hoops guy and talked about him. I wanted to ask you with regard to the FSU game. I thought it was very interesting. There's actually a tie-in with when I was watching Ole Miss South Carolina last week. They did a lot of like double spy, and they would actually only rush like two. And it's different because South Carolina is like almost like one of the worst offenses in all of college football, and Florida State like ranks at the top for yardage and points. So it's definitely different. But you know, if you're Clemson and you're going into this game, and maybe somewhat with Sellers as well, especially after last year, is that something you look at with Castellanos as far as, and I don't know that we have the speed on defense that Ole Miss had. I mean, they would, once they saw that Sellers was getting out of the pocket, they ran down hard and chased him down. I don't know if we really have that from the line. Certainly with Sammy Brown we do, but Woodaz is not looking – you know, Woodaz, to me, looks like a shell of himself from, like, 2 years ago.
Well, I think in terms of Castellanos himself, I think that's where we start that conversation. A week ago against Wake Forest, I did not see the normal Castellanos mobility. So, in my mind, you just have to go try and affect him. If it turns out that he starts hurting you with his legs, then you're going to have to adjust to that. But I thought for the most part last week, when he had to extend play, scramble, even without a notion of a run, most times Wake Forest got him to the ground. He's hurt, and he did not look like he had his normal explosiveness running. So I think in consideration of that, I don't think you can start the game worried about him running. Now, again, if the game starts and he looks like he's magically healed, then you're going to have a different plan. But I think to start with, you want to try and affect him because I thought last week he did a pretty good job being hurt of just standing in the pocket and throwing the football. And again, that brought Robinson into the game. And there were a lot of vertical throws to Robinson and several to the tight end, Pittman and that type of thing. And Clemson can't afford to give up those type of big plays.
Yeah, I mean, what did you see from the defensive line? This is probably a really obvious question because Mensa did whatever he wanted. But, I mean, what did you notice specifically from them in the Duke game?
Well, look, I thought this. I thought they played hard. I really did. I thought that for the most part I saw across the board effort. I saw guys give an effort. I thought at the end of the game, particularly on the third and seven play, you know, Clemson was running a lot of twists and stunts with the defensive tackles, and I thought for the most part those were picked up. On the second down play, I thought that the defensive tackles looked fresh. On the third and seven play, I thought they looked gassed. I thought there was effort. But the dilemma is, Jason, you can give effort all you want. If you don't get home and you don't affect them, it doesn't matter. And the dilemma really is getting home. They're just not getting home enough. They're not affecting these quarterbacks enough. And if you don't do that with the type of weapons that Florida State has, you could be in for another long day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about it. Until Clemson beats somebody with a pulse, I'm sad to say, I can't pick them to win.
Yeah,
so,
the only good news on that front, Jason, is until last week, Florida State's done the same thing. You know, so
that's true.
There's
that's
that.
True.
Jason, I got to run. Good talking to you.
As WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and